Government and opposition negotiate until the last minute changes in the reform project of President Javier Milei, the so-called Omnibus Law. The initiative, whose name is Lawful Basis and Starting Points for the Liberty of Argentines, will be debated tomorrow in the lower house. Over the last hours, the Casa Rosada and the so-called pro-dialogue opposition have been trying to reach an agreement on the delegation of powers to the president. Differences are also being ironed out on how to privatize dozens of state-owned companies. It is worth remembering that the Milei administration had already removed more than 100 articles from the original text to facilitate the treatment of the bill in Congress. The Omnibus Law aims at a broad structural reform of Argentina. It includes hundreds of articles to deregulate the labor, the health, the transportation and the energy markets, among other areas. According to the government, it seeks to drastically reduce the participation of the state in the economy in order to generate investment and private employment. The initiative has the support of parties such as the PRO, of former President Mauricio Macri, and the UCR, although with specific differences that are being negotiated. Meanwhile, most of Peronism, trade unions and social organizations, as well as some governors, are among the staunchest critics of the Omnibus Law. They also reject the other important measure taken by President Milei in his first weeks in office, the repeal by decree of hundreds of laws.